Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. We all like to have good things. Good relationships, good work, good times. But there can be a nagging fear that even if we have good things, we might lose them at some point. Is there some way for good to be permanent? That's what we're exploring on Morning Prayer this week, and we're seeing that the Bible says good is permanent. Here's another example. The prophet Elisha is a pretty major figure in the Bible's Old Testament. He clearly was aligned with God and his ongoing goodness, and that enabled him to prove in a variety of instances that good couldn't be lost. For instance, when an axe head sank in a river, Elisha's realization that good couldn't be lost caused the iron axe head to float to the surface, where it was easily recovered. A less famous incident comes later. Elisha has died, so no one is counting on his help anymore. However, when another man's body is hastily placed in Elisha's sepulcher and touches Elisha's bones, the man comes back to life. That's a surprising example showing that the substance of good can't be lost even when it appears death has cut off that good. The spiritual understanding and power of goodness that Elisha represented could not be lost, and it can revive us today just as it did in that Bible story. May we all take that to heart and, instead of fearing that good can be lost, get a better grip on the spiritual fact that good is permanent, and then we can see that good manifested in our lives more and more. Amen.